Chapter 4, A New Dream. Months went by, but Josie could not forget that day. Mr. Bradley had insulted her father and her family. He had insulted all black people. Grandma sighed and told Josie not to worry. Grandma pulled Josie onto her lap and whispered that things would get better. Josie was not sure that things would get better. Josie still felt angry, but she tried to stop thinking about it. She believed her grandma that staying angry gave Mr. Bradley power. Josie did not want to give that man anything. One spring afternoon, Josie decided to walk home from school. She was going to save her bus fare to buy a new record. It was a beautiful day, so Josie decided to take the long way home. She walked down a street that she had not seen for months. Josie noticed that the street had changed. An old building once stood on the corner. Now only an empty lot was left. Josie looked closer. The lot was not really empty. It was divided into small plots of land. Dirt paths ran between them. A big sign on the lot read, "Neighborhood Community Garden. Sign up now." Several smiling women sat at a table to take people's names. Two people waited in line to sign up. Others were already working with hoes, rakes, and other garden tools. Little green plants were already pushing out of the ground in some plots. Language detective. Clue. Fair on this page and fair on page 15 are homophones. Can you find another pair of homophones on page 6? What do the words mean?